Welcome back, family. Thank you for joining me today. I'm very happy to share a message with you that's really important right now, especially because God is showing many of you what you're supposed to do in life. Think of this as a fresh start, something He has been preparing for some of you for the last year. This message is about the special skills and gifts you have. Whether you have your own business, work in an office, or work for someone else, you are in the right place for a reason. God has given you special skills and talents, and He wants you to use them where you are, in your everyday life. I believe you can feel this too. I know you feel that you are good at what you do and that you are special. It's important for you to understand that you are chosen, that God picked you to receive His blessings. From the very start, I feel the Holy Spirit as I talk about this, but maybe you haven't realized it until now. Like David, who worked for Saul and didn't know the great things he was meant to do later, many of you might be in the same place right now. Oh my goodness, please, Holy Spirit, guide me to share this message exactly as you revealed it to me, as it's burning in my heart right now. A whole bunch of you have been playing the background, just like David did for Saul, even though David was chosen and blessed for greatness from the get-go. All right? That's exactly why some of you are starting to feel all kinds of frustrated, even at work, because thank you, Holy Spirit. Look, some of y'all are in jobs where, on paper, you don't even have the right credentials. But God has favored you, picked you for these spots so you can pick up the skills and knowledge He knows you need for the bigger gigs He's setting you up for. Roles where some of you will eventually step out to kick off your own thing. That's the reason He planted you there, to grab hold of what you need to learn, because He plans for you to leverage that knowledge in your own business, okay? And then there are some of you who've got all the qualifications. You're technically right for your roles, but you're not feeling the respect or value you deserve because the folks in charge, man, they're just not seeing your worth. They're just the people's pick. This shift is going to propel you into a position where you're respected and truly valued, where you're meant to be. That's what's unfolding right now, in this very moment. We're stepping into a new era, okay? My goodness, so think about it. While David served Saul, he wasn't seen as a threat. Okay, but watch this. Once David began to climb, once you start climbing in your workplace, as you wake up to your true calling, whether it's launching a business, starting a ministry, or whatever it is, once you begin to rise, you start to shake things up. You become a challenge to the established leaders, a challenge to your colleagues. You turn into a force to reckon with, not just at your job, but in the broader market, whatever your arena may be. Okay. And for some of you, this journey has already begun, all right? And God isn't just nudging it forward, He's rapidly accelerating this growth. Okay, you're becoming a significant figure. Why? Because those who currently hold those positions weren't chosen by God initially. They muscled their way in, maneuvered through their own efforts, manipulated systems to their advantage. They aren't aligning with God's plan. God let them reach the positions they are in. He didn't initially anoint them for these roles, but He extended His grace to allow them their place. My God. And now, because they chose to do things their own way, because they decided not to consult God or seek His guidance, essentially disregarding Him, not paying attention to God's will, not seeking His direction, they've been moving against what God wants. That's why God is removing those leaders. It doesn't matter if they are in business sectors, corporate America, or within ministry circles. He is actively pulling them down. You all have been witnessing this, and He's not stopping there. He's cleaning up on a grand scale, sifting through the masses on the threshing floor to distinguish the genuine from the pretenders so that He can elevate those He truly anointed to their deserved positions, because He has a legacy waiting for you. The time has come for you to step up and claim what is rightfully yours, your territory, your inheritance. It's an outcome you might never have imagined possible for yourself. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And for some of you in your roles of service and dedication to others, my God, your moment of vindication is near. Those of you who've been dismissed, told you'd never amount to anything, told you aren't skilled enough, with doors slammed in your face. My God, feeling overlooked or underestimated, feeling less than, as if your self-confidence has evaporated, your sense of worth has diminished. You feel utterly adrift. Today, God is stirring you, calling you out by name in the mighty name of Jesus. You are meant to accomplish the tasks He has set for you, to fulfill the purpose He has crafted specifically for you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wake up. Wake up. If you're still asleep, it's time to awaken in the Spirit. Rise up. Open your spiritual eyes to see what God has been persistently trying to reveal to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, step out of your own way, shed your earthly desires, and truly see what God has been laying before you. My God, thank you, Holy Spirit, as you step into this new role, as God elevates you from a position of servitude to one of leadership, as He places the crown of triumph upon your head so you can walk in the grace He has allotted specifically for you. For this role, for the anointing He has precisely measured and allocated to you, as He entrusts you fully with what He has placed within your reach, it's already within you, already in your grasp. But as this calling becomes fully clear and you begin to live out your purpose, be diligent to continue shaping it according to God's way. It doesn't matter where you find yourself employed or what kind of enterprise you're involved in. Even if it's a ministry, well, that's still ministry, right? All of it amounts to ministry. Okay, but remember, your choices have ripple effects. There are lives connected to what you decide. People are counting on you. You are in a role akin to a shepherd guiding a flock. Okay, so it's crucial that you stay true to your spiritual path and resist the temptation to act on mere human impulse, to stray from the course, or to seize control on your own terms. This is why, thank you, Holy Spirit, the Lord has been so insistent, especially since last year, reminding us constantly, don't forget me, don't forget me. He's purposefully holding some of us in a place where we can refine our hearts, ensuring we remember Him, as He prepares to bestow upon us wealth, power, or influence, whatever the blessing might be. Okay, my God, I don't want to prolong this message. That's all I have for now. I encourage you to seek the Lord for deeper understanding and further revelations, and I am truly excited for what lies ahead for each of you. Don't shy away from this word, but rather embrace a profound respect and reverence for God, and stay committed to following the path He is revealing to you. We are entering a season of profound gratitude for what He is transitioning into our hands, and I am walking this path alongside you, okay? So once more, my dear friends, I love each and every one of you. If this message has touched your heart, please pass it along to someone who might find it just as uplifting. We are in God's timing now. This is the moment for the kingdom. It's time to engage deeply with God's work. Wake up if you've been dormant. Rouse yourself if you find yourself lost in the wilderness. Okay, all right. I hold you all in the love of Christ. Remember, above all, Jesus loves you dearly, and I am looking forward to our next conversation.